It is the ability to shape. It is the ability to bring in any circumstance, in any situation. Imagine in John chapter 6, where Jesus says these words are spirit, these words are life.
Yes.
Jesus had just performed a miracle. They were hungry for days. They had nothing to eat. And he said, "What do you have?" They said, "There's a young boy here with a lunch, a couple of pieces of bread and a couple of pieces of fish." And Jesus says, "Bring them to me." And he blessed them by his word, and immediately there was multiplication. And in the moment, in that very moment, people are in awe, they are amazed at what Jesus did. And Jesus says, "These very words that I speak." Meaning the word had ability in it. Oh, Satakaya. So it doesn't matter what you're going through. The very word of God, it is spirit and it is life. The Bible says, in him was light. And that life was the light of men. That light was the life of men. And in verse 5 it says, that light shines. So in the word of God, there is light that shines in darkness. And it says, and the darkness has not or did not comprehend. In other words, it has not yet defeated the light of the word of God. So when you have that word of God, when that word is on the inside of you, that word emanates light that begins to shine in any situation, in any circumstance. The moment you speak it, that darkness cannot defeat you. That circumstance cannot overcome you. That circumstance cannot defeat you. Why? Because the Bible says darkness has not yet comprehended or defeated the light of his word.
Powerful apostle. I want to show people how powerful the word of God is.
Yeah.
In Matthew chapter number 4, the devil comes to tempt the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
The devil understood what's powerful.
Yeah.
He brings to the Lord Jesus the language he understood was powerful. Check the scriptures. He begins to tempt him with the word. The devil understood that he is not authorized to use the word.
Yeah.
That would be contrary to his belief. But he understood the power that was in the word. And he comes to Jesus with the word and wanting him to twist the word for self-destruct. Even the enemy was using the word. My point is very simple, Apostle.
Yeah.
If the devil knows how powerful the word of God is, how much more to the one who is legally authorized to use the word? To use the word. You have to understand that if the word of God is used by a person that is legally authorized to use it, I tell you, power is released. You have to understand, even the Lord Jesus, when he responded to the devil who was abusing the word because he's not authorized to use the word, he didn't respond to him anyhow. He responded with the word. He responded with the word. That's why we encourage people to have a relationship with the word of God. That's why we encourage you to have a relationship with the word of God. You begin to hear in the word of God, in the Bible. He says they don't know the scriptures. Neither do they know the power of God.
Yes.
You see, the scriptures in this context are brought in in relation to the power of God.
Yeah.
The power of God. He says they don't know the scriptures. They don't know the word. Neither do they know the power of God. Which means the power of God, which means the word of God, is the raw material that produces the power of God. In the word of God is packaged the power of God. It's packaged the power of God. Apostle, when people begin to talk about the power of God, the real power of God, I've come to a place where I've understood and believe We cannot talk of the power of God without first talking of the word of God.
Yes.
Because without the word of God, there is no power. That's why the Bible says, with a word, he would cast out spirits. Yeah. He would speak his word and demons would go.
Mm.
He was not doing any kind of gimmicks. He would speak and demons would leave, which means the power was in his word. Mm. The power was in his word. That's why it is very important to understand that in the power, in the word of God, is the power of God. Everything is in the word.
Yes.
Everything in the word. Like you mentioned in Hebrews, that the things that we see were made from things that we don't see. How did he do it? He released the word. He spoke his word. And everything was free. Power was, order was released. Things came together by just a word. By just a word. So the power of God is in his word. It is everything has, as far as I know, everything has in this, in chapter number 1, has been ascribed to the word. The word becomes the foundation of everything. He says to Ezekiel, you are going to prophesy and say, hear in the word.
Uh-huh.
Which means situations doesn't hear anything else except the word. Which means sicknesses doesn't hear anything else except the word. Mm. Which means chaos doesn't hear anything else. Accept the word. Hallelujah. If you begin to speak the language of the word, things will start obeying you in the universe. There is a language that issues understands. There's a language that issues, like the issues of the woman with the issue of blood, that I understand. It is the word. There's a language that any kind of problems understand. It is the language of the word of God. You have to understand that. You have to understand that. That there is one thing in the universe that is obeyed.
That's the word of God.
That's the word of God.
And
that's
the word of God. You know, Isaiah says, the word of God is just like the rain.
Mm.
When it is released, it does not go back empty. Each time the word of God is released, it does not go back to heaven. It says it does not go back without fulfilling that which God has sent it to do. In other words, it has the ability. Once the word of God is released over a situation, that situation will never be the same. That situation will never be the same. I mean, Jesus goes to the tomb of Lazarus and he releases word. The moment he releases word, says, Lazarus, come forth. That situation was not the same. Each and every person that Jesus met and he released his word, that situation was never the same. He spoke a word, and the moment that word was released, things began to change. Why? Because there is power and there is ability for change that is in the word of God. It is the most powerful force in the universe, the word of God. When we talk of weapons of mass destruction, talking about the word of God, check here, the Bible says that Apostle Paul and Silas, they turned cities upside down by the power of God's word. To such an extent, the Bible says, so mightily grew the word of God that the word of God prevailed. Meaning in every circumstance that the word of God is introduced, there is power to prevail. The word of God has prevailing power. Prevail means it has power to overcome whatever situation, whatever circumstance. The moment the word of God is introduced, the word of God overturns the situation. The word of God overturns the circumstance. Oh, Sata Kadabaka.
Powerful. Powerful. Apostle, I like you quoted the story of Lazarus, that he only spoke a word.
Yes.
You only spoke a word, and Lazarus responded. The dead situation responded to the life that was in that word.
Yeah.
The life was in the word and it responded to the word. And one of the thing, stories that I like is the centurion servant.
Yes.
He says, my servant is sick. He says, Master, you will come to our house.
Uh-huh.
He says, I will come with you. He says, there is no need for you to come. From a man I'm also a man under authority. He says, go, and he goes. He says, only speak a word. He understood the power that was in the word of God. Apostle, if it was this generation, are so many gimmicks to try and respond to a situation. This is so simple. So simple. He comes to the tomb of Lazarus. He says, move away the stone. And he spoke a word. He said, Lazarus, come forth. He understood the power that was in releasing his word. He only said a word and the person was healed. The power is in the word. The power is in the word. The language that things understand in the universe
is the word.
It's the word.
Oh, radebekisiki. You know, I don't know who's watching tonight. I don't know where you're watching us from. I saw a lot of a few people that have that I've managed to see from the comment section. But I want to speak to every individual that is going through a Lazarus type of situation. I want to speak with every person that is going through a storm. I want to talk to every person that is going through something, circumstance, situation, sickness. That your situation obeys and it hears the word of God. There is nothing that the word of God cannot do. There is no story, there is no circumstance that the word of God cannot change. When you release the word of God, that word has the ability to turn situations around. Imagine the sisters of Lazarus. People had already gathered for a funeral. If it was in our culture, I'm sure people will be distributing whatever it is that the dead has left, whatever Lazarus has left. But when Jesus got to the scene, he released word. He spoke words into that grave. He spoke words into that tomb. And immediately that word had the ability to bring. You know, I'm thinking somebody who has died for a period of 2 or 3 days. Already the body has started to deteriorate. The body has started to lose shape. You know, fluids are coming out. But the moment that Jesus released the word, the situation that men branded, it's too late, and you come days earlier. The moment Jesus released the word, it had the ability to revisit and restore everything that already began to rot. It had the ability and the power to bring back life on the bones, on the flesh that had already started to compose and you know to lose. But when Jesus released the word had the ability not only to bring him back to life, but to restore whatever that had deteriorated. I want to speak to somebody tonight that is saying, man of God, you don't know my story. That is saying, man of God, I've been going through this for a number of years, 15 years, 16 years, 17 years. God has the ability to change any and every situation that you're going through.
Powerful apostle, I agree with you in the same prophetic anointing that you have just launched into. I'm reminded of 2 Kings, in 2 Kings chapter 2 Kings chapter number 7, verse 1. And there was a famine in Samaria, and Elisha comes to the scene and say, hear ye the word of God. And he said, tomorrow about this time, things are going to change. Listen, this is a famine. There were experts in Samaria. They had tried literally everything. People were already eating each other. And people were selling down. And then a man of God comes. And what he brings into the situation was not donations of food, was not a financial donation. He brings into a scenario, watch me very carefully. He brings into a situation where there is a famine. We're in the heart of a famine. And a man stood up and said, hear ye the word of the Lord. It's like apostle, there is a crisis in a nation. And obviously, let's say there is a famine like that, there is no food, and then we are gathered. We are gathered the Minister of Agriculture and what, and so many other stakeholders are in there. And then they bring in their solutions. And out of their solutions, there is no solution. And a strange man rises up and say, hear ye the word of the Lord. Imagine in a conference like that, where we're looking for a solution, a man stands up and says, hear ye the word of the Lord. In other words, what he's bringing on the table to solve the solution of the situation is a word from God. A word from God. I know you are in a situation, and I know there are so many things that has been given to you. So many prescriptions given to your disease. So many ideas given to your financial situation. So many advices and solutions brought to your barrenness. And tonight, I don't have anything else to say to you, but to say, hear ye the word of the Lord. Healing is coming to your life. I don't have anything else to say, but to say, by the word of the Lord, that door is opening. I don't have anything to say, but to say to you, by the word of the Lord, that child is coming. I know it's 10 years. I know it's 9 years in that disease. But the word of the Lord is coming with the healing. It's coming with the healing in his wings. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. That's the word I have, Apostle, tonight. That's the prophetic word I have tonight. That tomorrow, this time, the word of God is bringing a restoration. The word of the Lord is bringing a resolution. And the word of the Lord is bringing a reconstruction. It's bringing a restructuring. He's sending a word tonight. He's speaking a word tonight. Tomorrow, about this time, that job
is yours.
Is yours. Tomorrow, about this time, hear the word of the Lord. That's the word, Apostle, that I hear in my spirit. That's the word I hear in my spirit. Oh, my God,
You as you were talking, I just felt. There is a word of restoration for somebody. Earlier on, I saw one of our team sent me a message on my phone right now to say, I think there was a comment from a lady called Trish Ushe. Trish, I hear restoration is coming.
Wow.
As the man of God was speaking, I just saw your name and I saw restoration attached to your name. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I see restoration is coming. That word that the man of God was releasing, it's for you. There is restoration that is coming. You know, men of God, one of the most encouraging things is to know that God has already given us a way out, and the way out is His word. You know, when the men of God began to prophesy and saying, tomorrow about this time, there were people that were hearing the same word that the man of God was releasing that did not believe. You know, this one gentleman said, even if God was to open the windows of heaven, this thing will not be so. And the man was saying that not because he did not believe that God could do anything, but his challenge was the challenge of putting faith to what God can do. In other words, he believed that God had the ability, but what limited him was he began to calculate his faith was not coming from a perspective of coming with faith in the spirit, but his faith was coming with experience in the natural. In other words, you said there were many people that were there. There were experts, people that knew how to deal with budgets and all. So this man began to think in the natural to say, you know what? I believe God can do anything and everything. But according to my knowledge and understanding of financial situations, financial budgets, even if God was to open the windows of heaven, why? Because his understanding and his approach was not from a spiritual perspective, which many believers do when they're going through crisis. They say, man of God, I do believe that God can do things, but have you seen my story? John chapter 5, Jesus says, do you want to walk? And the man says, I have been here for 38 years. And each time the angel comes, there is no man to aid me. In other words, I do want to get healed. I do understand the aspect of healing that you're talking about. But from my natural perspective and understanding, in other words, if we are to believe what God has said in his word, our experience of failure in the natural has to be uprooted. Why? Because each time God is introducing something, God does not introduce it from a perspective of the natural, but he comes with his word. Whatever God is going to do, he has already said it in his word, and we receive his word with expectation, and we receive it with faith. That then removes our understanding in the natural. Well, I don't know if I'm helping somebody here. Someone is saying, man of God, I've been going through this thing, I've done this, I've done that, I've tried, I've been trying. It's not about how many times you've tried, it's about his word that is the ability to change your story in an instant. Oh, hallelujah.
Apostle, while is she speaking, something came to me. I'm going to use this portion of scripture as a prophetic word to someone. In 1 Kings chapter number 17, Elijah said, the word of the Lord said to me, arise and go to the brook of Cherith. And when he was saying that, the Lord says, your provision will be there. And also I will send you a provision, food there. There is someone, you're watching us, of late, you feel stuck.
Yeah.
You feel stuck. And it's like, you are even struggling to get a provision. The Lord has sent me with this word to you. That you are living in an expired season. God is saying, I've been trying to talk to you. I've been trying to talk to you. But the challenge is that you have allowed your situation to speak louder than my word. That my word, you are struggling in that place because you have allowed your situation to speak louder than me. The Lord is telling me that I should tell you that you are living in an expired season. The Lord says, I have commanded you today to a place that has my provision. He says, I put you in that place for a season.
Yeah.
I put you in that place because I wanted to build you in that place. But the Lord is saying, now I'm migrating you to another place where I have already commanded my provision. So you're living in a place where there is no provision. The Lord says, I'll come again to you in a dream to redirect you to that place. Because in that place, that's where your provision is. It's a time of redirection. You are struggling because you are listening to your situation. The reason why you're in that situation is that God wants you out of this place. But your heart is still married to this place. But there is no provision in this place. Things are becoming harder and harder and harder. You love the place, but there is no provision in the place. God, he wants you out of the place because the provision is in the place that God wants you to be in. I see the Lord coming through for you.
The name of Jesus.
The answer to what I'm saying, God is going to visit you on a Thursday. Thursday night. And in that Thursday, God will make it clear to you. You are a lady. You are watching us. And you are connected to someone called Nyari. If you have a close person called Nyari, you are the person with the word that I'm talking about. Thursday, God will speak to you. Friday, there will be a miracle. Your story will change on a Friday. I'm telling you.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
That's it. That's what the Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Right where you are. Just begin to declare His word over every situation, over every circumstance that you're going through. Just begin to stir up an atmosphere for the miraculous. Begin to declare His word over every situation, over every circumstance. Jesus, speaking to the disciples, He told them, whoever says to this mountain must have faith as small as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. So just begin to speak to those mountains, declare the word of God, what His word says, in the mighty name of Jesus. There is a lady, I don't know if that lady is watching or somebody related to this person by the name Chipo. God is give me a word for Chipo. Chipo, God is bring a financial turnaround. I see you've been praying that God provides, and particularly with regards to your children. And God is saying, I am going to bring a financial turnaround. There's a particular door that you've been praying. God is saying, I'm going to bring that door of stability in terms of finances and provision in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you are the person, or you know the person, concerning the words that even the man of God has been talking about, do let us know in the comment section, or you know the individual that is being spoken about. Comment in the comment section. Let us know that it is you.
Thank you so much, Apostle. I see there is someone I see on the comment section, like Catherine. Yeah. Catherine Chitema Nwise. Yeah. Catherine Chitema Nwise. I just saw the Lord says, before this month closes, I saw a breakthrough in your life. The Lord says, I will not end June without opening a favor for you. So there is a release of favor that's coming in your life, Catherine. Catherine, you've been praying and believing God for an opportunity, and God is releasing that opportunity in your life. I see a supernatural grace, a supernatural power, a supernatural provision coming in your life. God is going to do it in the next few days. The Lord says, June will not close by without me moving in Catherine's life. There is a supernatural grace. I see light at the end of this story. There is a release in your life. There is a release in your life. There is a release in your life. I see it. June will close with a miracle.
In the name of Jesus. We just have a couple of minutes left. Just begin to confirm if it is you, what the man of God is saying. Do let us know what's going on in your life. I want to release a word of healing. If you have any part of your body that you are not feeling well tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak healing in Jesus' mighty name. Be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. I command that sickness out of your bodies. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, even as I am I am praying there's somebody that is, I don't know whether it was an infection in one of your ears, something happened in one of your ears, whether it's infection or it's you damaged something in your ear. I pray for you right now. Just place your hand over that ear in the name of Jesus. May that ear be restored. Something happened to your eardrum. May it be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. May your hearing be restored to 100% capacity, and that pain, I command it to leave your ear right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' mighty name.
Wow, powerful. Powerful. Just there's just an anointing that's flowing like a silent river. This anointing and whatever God is saying right now is to bring peace. I feel like the Lord is saying, peace be still. He's bringing peace into people's hearts. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Lorraine, listen to this. I don't know, but I see a placard. Lorraine, I see a placard. I saw you on the comment section. I see a placard. And I saw on that placard, it was written Hamilton. Hamilton. I don't know what that really means, or whether it's a place or what, but I saw Hamilton. And the Lord says, have I not commanded favor? And then I saw Hamilton lift her. I don't know what that means. If you're hearing me, Lorraine, do speak back to us. But there is a release, and I saw Hamilton or something like that. And I say, see, the Lord says, have I not commanded favor? And I saw a placard lifted, Hamilton. There is grace that's coming upon your life, Lorraine, in this season. In this season, God says, I'm bringing establishment in your life. There is also a form of healing that's come upon your life. Because I saw also the enemy trying to attack you and trying to attack your health. But God says divine health is your portion. Divine health is your portion. I saw that there is a time that's coming in. There is a time that's coming in the life of you and your husband. In the life of you and your husband. It's like you were celebrating an anniversary. Just before your anniversary, the Lord gave you a breakthrough. I see that the breakthrough that the Lord was giving you, I saw a key. And I saw a key that was handed over to you by the angel of the Lord. And I also thought a key was a key to a house. The Lord says, I'm giving you a property. The Lord says, I'm commanding finances in your life to get a property. The Lord has remembered you. So it's your season of grace. The Lord says, whatever you will find to do, do it. And also, Lorraine, there is promotion that is coming in the life of your husband and your life, whether it's an area of work, but I see promotion everywhere. And I see the angels of the Lord, they were like playing for you. They are singing for joy, because the Lord has brought a season of joy. Someone is watching me. Someone is watching me, and you have a relative called Joy. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord is laying upon my heart.
Father, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Let me just ask. Okay. Lorraine, you're saying your anniversary is on the 29th of December. Who around you was born in December? Who was born in December around you? Who was born in December? And also tell me what's significant about the month of January. what's significant in your life or the people around you about the month of January? If I also want to know, I want to know who was born in December. Who was born in December, and also what's significant about the month of January? I see a release coming into your life. I see a release coming to your life. I just saw you writing somewhere there. And also she said Hamilton is a place in Ontario province. Ontario province. Okay. The Lord is opening a door in that place. That place, Apostle, I see a major door for you, Lorraine, in Hamilton. That's in Ontario.
There's a request from Renita. Renita Neo says, I want to encounter the Lord and the Lord to use me the way that he wants. I pray for you, Renita, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. May you receive angelic visitation tonight, in Jesus' mighty name.
All right, so Lorraine, you're saying your mother-in-law was born 22 December. The Lord is saying we have to pray for your mother-in-law in the next 6 months. Because I see a shift in her life. But this shift, the reason why we have to agree is that in the next 6 months, where we see this shift is that we have to pray, because the blessing will also come with a warfare. The blessing is coming with a warfare. But I believe, as the apostles, if two shall agree on earth as touching anything, God says it will be done. The blessings will be released in her life.
It's done in the name of Jesus. We declare that is done. Whatever the enemy is trying to bring to fight what God is doing, we cancel it in Jesus' mighty name. It's canceled in the name of Jesus. And we declare that the word of God will come to pass without struggle. In Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Tawanda Keith Chiwota says, I ask for God to give me a citizenship in Germany. I've been waiting for it for 5 years. Tawanda, I release favor and grace over your name, over your papers, over that application in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever that has been delaying, it's like there's something that was holding, I declare that it be removed in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever hand of the enemy that has been playing you, to preventing and stopping and delaying, I cancel that. It's done for you in Jesus' mighty name. I declare that it's done for you.
You know, when we are speaking about Chihota, the Lord says, I should say this. I don't know where you are exactly in Germany, but the Lord says, remember this when you find yourself one day on a Tuesday morning in a place called Bonn, I think it's B-O-N-N, something like that. I don't really know. I'm just following what the Lord is saying to me. He's saying, you will remember when you are in that place, because I have favored you. I've listened to your request. And when the man of God prayed, I've endorsed it.
In the name
the Lord of says, it shall not be long before the papers are granted.
In the name
before
of
the papers are granted. And also there is a grace for prosperity that sits upon your life. The Lord will cause you to settle. And once you settle, the Lord is going to give you an idea. And that idea will be your leeway into a multi-generational prosperity. There is favor. But also, listen to this now, Chiwota, the Lord says there is an apostolic prophetic anointing upon your life. Irrespective of what you are doing, The Lord also has a mantle of ministry upon your life. The Lord says, I've put a mantle of ministry upon your life because I see a signet on your life. It's not a marital signet because I see it on your right hand. It's a covenant that the Lord has made with you. It's a covenant for ministry. It's a covenant for ministry. It's a covenant for ministry. So in time, God will cause the word of God to come out of you like a sword and like fire.
In the name of Jesus. Men of God, I think we need to be off air in the next 5 minutes and then we'll pick it up tomorrow. There is one more request that we're going to do before we close from Max Ushe. Max says, pray for me to be in the position of knowing God's ways. Max, we agree and we are standing with you by faith that God will begin to speak into your life. Not only are you going to know God's ways, but you are also going to be functioning in visions. Tonight, God is going to visit you in dreams. From tonight, this very night, your life will never be the same. I don't know where you're watching us. We might have time difference. But when it's night on the day that you are in, if it's today for you today, tonight, the very night that you are in today, God is going to visit you. You're going to experience visions, dreams from this very day going forward. You're going to hear the voice of God. But one of the things that I also want to urge you, what the man of God said, that you need to have a relationship with his word. Have a relationship. God is going to visit you. God is going to talk to you. But what makes you to be always on the safe side, if I may say, is if you have a relationship with his word, that whatever God reveals to you is not out of his word. So be prepared. You're going to have visitations like no man's business. Also, there is this one, Apostle, I want you to pray. Somebody says, I'm praying for my postdoctoral fellowship application. And I believe that I've already received it, but I want the man of God to stamp it for me.
So we come into partnership of faith. As the scripture says, if two shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done.
Yeah.
So we touch our application and we declare it is done in Jesus' name. It shall be so, for it cannot be otherwise.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen and amen. Tonight we're ending here. And then we do believe that tomorrow you'll be connecting. Please do invite people. Invite 10 people tomorrow. Take more. Let's increase our viewership. Let's get to 100. So invite 10 more people. Take 10 more people. Tomorrow is going to be something else. I do sense that there's a strong prophetic anointing that is coming in. You know, we had to cut it because of time. Where we are, I think we're experiencing power cuts soon. But be there tomorrow, 7 p.m. God is going to do something. This is Apostle Michael Munsa with me, Apostle Munyama Koni.
Love you.
See you tomorrow. Oh, Radha.
Ribantoria baba basaka
karyana na
ora baba baba
shikikele debeke sitia
ribada
zekre degedi gadi gadi gadi.